From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. The California Highway Patrol is sending officers to bolster shrinking police departments in Oakland and Stockton. As Amy Quinton reports, the two cities have the highest violent crime rates in the state.
The California Highway Patrol routinely helps city police departments if they request it, but that's usually when responding to a specific crime or traffic incident. The Oakland and Stockton police departments are stretched so thin, they're asking the CHP to increase patrols and provide traffic enforcement. Officer James Smith is with the Stockton CHP.
The CHP, they'll meet with each department separately to finalize any specific details for assistance, and we're looking for grant funding as a possible means to defray the cost.
It's unclear whether federal grant funds are available. Governor Jerry Brown agreed that the CHP should do what it can to help, but cautioned that CHP is also operating under a tight budget and can only provide extra help to cities with the greatest need. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
A recent L.A. Times University of Southern California poll shows that Proposition 30 could get the support it needs to pass. Governor Jerry Brown's tax measure has less than 50% support in the poll, but analysts say voters who remain undecided tend to be Democrats, Obama supporters, and minorities. Dave Konevsky, research director for American Viewpoint, which helped conduct the poll, says those demographics reflect a lot of people who are voting yes on Prop 30.
So Prop 30, you know, can kind of push its way over the finish line, but I think it's going to be very close, and the Yes campaign really has to kind of convince its demographic base that are hesitant about this, hesitant on raising taxes, that this money will go where it needs to go.
Only 46% of registered voters now support Prop 30, a 9% drop over last month, currently 42%.